Hello and welcome to the S Words mailbag segment and stuff.
This is mailbag for stuff 36.
This is mailbag for stuff 36.
It's really awkward to like do this augmented mailbag episode.
Yeah, isn't it? We usually have it just stuck at the end. But anyway, this is a mailbag dedicated episode. It's been a while since we did one of these, so let's get right into it. Ethan King writes, "Hey S Words, thanks for such a great podcast. It really helps pass the time at work and even brings a smile to my face on occasion. As I am currently catching up on older episodes, I managed to come up with a few suggestions that don't really fit anything for a main episode. Like 5 favorite Capcom games, 5 favorite NIS games." Wait, they have 5 games?
That are good?
They have five games. They have Disgaea 1. Disgaea 2 isn't very good.
Disgaea 3. 2 is fine.
Phantom Brave?
Phantom Kingdom.
The other Penguin game.
Prinny, the PSP one. That's right.
Do remakes count as separate games?
No.
What about Makai Kingdom? Is that good?
It's exactly the same as their other ones.
Do they do Grim Grimoire? No, that's someone else.
Vanillaware.
Yeah, those guys
are
better.
Which is an awesome company.
Yeah, they're better.
Okay, so
what
anyway.
Does 5 favorite NIS games have to do with S?
It doesn't.
Oh, that's why he says they don't fit.
Yeah, that's why he says it doesn't fit. 5 favorite Capcom games would actually be a pretty interesting subject, though.
So, like, Street Fighter 2?
Mega Man 3.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 is on that list, probably.
Mega Man 3 over Mega Man 2?
And over Mega Man 9?
I like sliding, what can I say?
And also, you also like useless things, so you always tried to make the top spin work, didn't you?
Yes. Imagine my surprise when I got to the end.
You could probably have, like, top 5 Street Fighter 2 games.
Yeah. Like, fair enough. One of my favorites was the random Chinese hacks you would get, where like Guile can send out copies of himself doing a kick instead of Sonic booming. There were so many ROM hacks of that game that were so weird.
Oh yeah, Rainbow Edition and all those other weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dead Rising's kind of on that list now. Well, Dead Rising 2.
That's Do you like Dead Rising 2? Do you even play it yet? Is it even out yet?
The Case Zero thing is actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
the paid
demo
is okay.
The paid demo is okay. That was fun.
What about Dark Void and Bionic Commando?
Which Bionic Commando?
The Dreadlocks one.
No.
Hot Dog Arm? No.
What about the Punching Rocks game?
Ooh, Resident Evil 5, the rock punching.
Oh my god, I can't believe I played that all the way to the end.
I did too! With Albert, we had to play that last level over and over again with him getting carpal from hitting B all the time.
Because you forgot to go save him.
I don't even know, I was running from Wesker.
Yes, I think that was the problem.
And then I ran out of ammo, so I had to stab him in the chest.
Yeah.
Speaking of Resident Evil, that Paul W. Sanderson guy is pretty good, eh?
He makes a lot of very, very...
He makes movies.
He makes profit.
Yeah, he makes movies. He makes movies that are very movie. Yes.
That covers it, actually.
By that, you mean that there's something moving on the screen?
Yeah, correct.
They are, in fact, moving pictures.
Sometimes they are actually coming out of the screen right at you. Did you know that, Kevin?
Using the technology from Avatar?
Yes. Using the technology from the 60s.
Did you ever think there would be such a thing as Resident Evil in IMAX?
I really, honestly never thought that that would happen.
Has IMAX degraded in value over time?
Yes. That happened right around Matrix 2 for me, that IMAX degraded.
I don't go to enough IMAX movies to really say to have had a high opinion of it in the first place. So
that's because they're too expensive. And really, who's going to pay $20 to see Resident Evil IMAX 3D?
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm looking at you like that. I mean, come on, you saw Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li in the theaters.
I mean, come on, you saw Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li in theaters.
Oh, there is that.
As did you, and you, and you.
Hey, I wasn't there for that.
Oh.
But you two are still guilty.
Nope.
You jerk.
You guys talked about it.
You are such a jerk store.
And just based on that, I went, I'm never watching this movie ever.
It's lucky.
The same thing I did for Titanic.
You're lucky, because you ended up watching Dragon Ball with us instead.
Yes.
Dragon Ball was actually enjoyable.
Which was much better.
See, that was the thing. Chow Yun-Fat was not in The Legend of Chun-Li. If Chow Yun-Fat was in The Legend of Chun-Li...
But you know who was? Maybe one of those guys from Black Eyed Peas.
What's his name? Creepy white guy. Tattoo? No, that's two girls.
I think it was like...
Nobu, Nuku, Dubu, Budu.
Uta Guta Solo?
Yeah, I'll bet you have. That's wrong, by the way. I could not figure out which one comes after that.
Jabba something.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Tell Jabba I've got his money.
Jabba wa ninjiko something something. I used to know this entire thing, but I was in high school.
It ends with something da Oscar, and his little snout flares up and down. You know, Greedo is played by a woman.
Really?
Well, the body of Greedo.
What about the voice of Greedo?
I don't know.
Played by a robot?
Dude.
A 1970s Vocaloid.
Speaking of Vocaloid, I heard that's on the rise in the United States.
Well, they had
you were the one telling me about this.
They had a film screening of her concert DVD, and it sold out. And so that means they're going to do another one by popular demand, which is kind of sad that people would pay money to watch a concert DVD of a hologram.
With the same Macross Plus.
Yeah, maybe they're all just big Macross Plus fans.
Hey, Gorillaz is not that far from that.
Hey, but at least they have the actual musicians there, though.
Yes,
still.
In the shadows. Actually, no, they don't. They actually come out to it.
Yeah, they come out.
You're going to go see that show? Yeah. You're going to see Classic Beat Show?
Nice. I am.
That sounds good.
Actually, yeah.
I hope they bring Bobby Womack then. Okay. He also says, if you were stuck in an elevator for...
if you were stuck in an elevator for 6 to 8 hours...
I'm not laughing at his question. I'm just laughing at the fact that we totally disregarded what he asked for and somehow talked about... Gorillaz.
All right. If you were stuck in an elevator for 6 to 8 hours with some of your fellow podcasters, what handheld device would you like to have to pass the time? And what handheld device would you most likely already have with you? And no phone signal or Wi-Fi.
Cattle prod.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
Jaws of life.
No idea.
Hand axe.
There you go.
Oh, and he says most likely that you would already have with you, too. So I guess cattle prod and hand axe both count.
Actually, yeah, pretty much everything that's been said so far, I'm pretty sure we already carry. So it should
be
fine.
I would have my phone. Handheld electronic hand axes.
Electronic hand axes? You mean like they chop automatically? Like, do you know that automatic hammer thing is real?
Really?
It's real. It's a real tool. It doesn't look like the Simpsons one, but it's real.
They did mention it did revolutionize the industry, so not that surprised.
So are you telling me that the steel industry is gay too? Is that real too? No?
Anything slim. So actually, I would already have my phone with me, and we could actually record about 6 to 8 hours of podcast. Of course, I think by hour six, we'd be very delirious.
We already get delirious after like 40 minutes of podcast. So at hour six of podcast, I'd be like, hey, Kevin, you remember that time, like 4 hours ago?
Don't suck my thumb, Dom.
Toads. Toads. That was an awesome podcast, wasn't it?
And it'd be like, toes?
Toes.
Toes?
Toes.
Toes?
Toes. Why have we been talking for 6 hours?
I want to kill you now.
I'm going to kill you first. I bet you're the devil. I bet you're the devil. Something bit me. I'm bleeding now. I bet you're the devil. And then we would talk. I'm sure there would be at least like a 2 hour stretch where we talked like Paul W.S. Anderson and M. Night Shyamalan.
Don't forget James Cameron.
And James Cameron, that's right.
He's always welcome to the party.
That's basically what would happen. Like hours and five and six
I
would be the sounds of Paul W.S. Anderson, James Cameron, and M. Night Shyamalan trapped in an elevator.
I believe it could happen.
I believe you made a film like this, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, yes. The secret was they were all the devil.
Hey, now, I actually went and saw your movie, and it was only the... Spoiler. I know who the devil is now, because I saw your movie, and it sucked.
You know, the great thing about my movies is that you can spoil them and no one cares. Did you know that Leonardo DiCaprio dies of hypothermia at the end of Titanic? I bet you did. But you know what? You know how much money it made? All of it.
Now, I'll tell you... Out of the three of us, only one of us here actually has a number one movie in the past month, and that's me. So I'll tell you, you go back to your little Mind of M. Night Shyamalan, and you go back to making your Jesus tofu rap movie, and stay there. Because I need to make my movies, and no one wants to fund no more of them.
I do not make movies about Jesus tofu raps. I make movies about noble Indians. And T and A.
No.
Noble professions all.
Now, aren't you making that movie about Jesus, the little burrito thing they put him in?
No. The Shroud of Turin. Wait, no, I did make that one.
You're making it right now. It's in 3D. It's a documentary.
Yes, but I really like doing documentaries. It's very strange not having to get into a submarine for this one. We actually took the Shroud of Turin 1 mile under the ocean just to see what would happen. Do you want to know what happened?
No.
Underwater
no,
magic.
I said no.
Underwater magic.
So did Ed Harris talk to your burrito Jesus? And that's what happened?
Ed Harris was burrito Jesus.
But he wears a watch. He wears a watch.
Spoiler.
The watch talks to him. It's like a smartwatch.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of Ed Norton in Brad Pitt.
Wait, what? Your movie's never had none of those two guys. It had Ed Harris and we see this woman's boobies.
Well, in every movie I have ever made, you see this woman's boobies. Do you remember Kate Winslet in Titanic? I bet you do. Because do you know how much money Kate Winslet's movies, boobies made at the movies? All of it.
I gotta ask you, how did you make that PG-13?
Because I am James Cameron, and I can do whatever I want. If I snap my fingers, I can have you dead.
But I made Mortal Kombat.
And you made Resident Evil. Do I care?
They are the hits of the 2000s. I mean, I think Mortal Kombat was in the 90s, but... They are the hits of 95 to 2005.
Hold on, let me think about this here. Who had the number one movie of all time? All right, that's me.
And who had the number one movie of September 2010?
I think it might still have been me, because Avatar is out on DVD now.
That doesn't count.
Yes,
not
it
box,
does.
It's no box office.
It totally counts.
I think you're wrong, man.
I believe that I am right, and because I am James Cameron, the studios are with me.
Yes, but...
I hate you.
There's one thing you
haven't... I love
you. You know we worked together before?
No, I
well,
do
we
not recall
did.
This.
I was one of your proteges.
This. I do not recall.
I read about it on Wikipedia. Apparently we worked together.
I do not recall this at this time. I did not have directorial relations with that man.
You worked with me on that crappy movie you made. What is it called?
I do not recall at this time ever making Anaconda 2.
No, I didn't work on that either. Piranha 2? No, you didn't work on Piranha 2. You claim you didn't work on Piranha 2.
But you worked on Piranha 2. I do not recall any of these movies you mentioned.
Damn, how did we work together? Let me just Wikipedia this.
Yes, but there is one thing you're neglecting to realize here. It's that even though my movies don't make money or have the box office draw that either of you seem to have, they're still letting me make them.
Yes, that is one of the great mysteries of Hollywood. I will be making a documentary about that soon. How do you feel about getting into a submarine?
I'm afraid of water. That's why I made that horror movie about water, and how water was the thing that destroyed the aliens.
I thought you were talking about another movie called Lady in the Water, which was not a horror movie, and did not destroy the monsters. The monsters came out of the water.
No, if you go further back... Sights. Rain?
Rain was not in your movie.
Rain was in Speed Racer. That is totally different.
That was a better film.
Yes.
I loved the monkey.
I've got it right here. Paul Anderson, that's me, also directed, wrote and produced Alien vs. Predator, a franchise which James Cameron was involved in. His work on Aliens vs. Predator was received positively by James Cameron. Cameron... rated AVP as his third favorite Alien movie.
That's because there are only 4 Alien movies. Wait, well, 5. Right?
There's
five,
actually 6.
Right?
Alien versus...
Requiem 1.
This guy went to see it.
Alien. Aliens. Alien Resurrection. Alien versus Predator.
Alien 3 with Dave Fincher. You rated Alien versus Predator above Alien 3, directed by David Fincher.
I have no answer to that.
Speaking of which, Alien vs. Predator was sponsored by Anime Destiny, happening on October 16th at MLK 4th and 5th on the UC Berkeley campus. You can find them at www.animedestiny.silential.com. That's SILENTIAL.com.
I will be there. Making a 3-hour-long movie about a panel.
Are you going to attend the Dom show? I heard
yes.
It's 4 hours this year.
I heard as well that it would be 4 hours.
I bought a new whip just for it.
Wow, that's hardcore.
If you and I were stuck in an elevator, would we be using...
the devil.
I know, but would you bring a cattle prod too?
No, I would bring Sigourney Weaver.
Well, I'll bring Sam Worthington. He's working on my new movie.
That's very sad.
Paul W. Sanderson Avatar.
Paul W. S. Avatar? That's what you're calling it?
Well, they couldn't just call it Avatar for some reason. Didn't you make an Avatar movie? Aren't
yes,
you going to make a new
for the
one?
Record, it's the called, last Airbender
called
is taken.
M. Night Shyamalan 2.
What did it
Electric?
Get on?
Electric.
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
It has an 8 in the score somewhere
well,
in there.
That's not so bad. I mean,
it's the 8.
8 out of 10, right?
Yes. I saw that trailer as well on College Humor.
Hey, when's that
brilliant.
Movie coming out, Shyamalan?
I honestly don't know. I'll have to try to find a way to convince more people to let me make movies.
I bet it's because he couldn't find a distributor.
I distribute my own movies now.
No, you don't. You use Fox.
You be quiet. Fox is me.
I use Sony.
Do you know how much money I make for Fox? All of it.
What did you just say?
Do you know how much money I make for Fox?
Did you say Fox or...
I said Fox.
I heard different.
As did I.
Okay, hey, those director guys left. When they're going into the next mail, apparently we're almost 20 minutes in. Why don't you read the next one?
How many emails have we gotten so far?
One. Just one, but we did finish that one.
All right. Hey, S-Words, and Cal here again. I've recently moved to Hayward for school, and I've been looking for a good comic shop to frequent.
Comic Relief in Berkeley.
So I was wondering if you could suggest Decent Place. Comic Relief in Berkeley. I should clarify, however, that I'm looking more for a shop for Magic the Gathering than for comics. Okay, maybe not Comic Relief in Berkeley.
Eudaimonia in Berkeley.
I'm not too much into comics, but if you guys want to suggest a good entry point into that world, I'd likely look into it. Eudaimonia and Comic Relief are within a block of each other in Berkeley. Don't be afraid to suggest shops a bit out of the ways, like over in San Francisco, or even all the way up in Berkeley.
You know what's
you
in Berkeley?
Like Comic Relief.
Games Eudaimonia. Games of Berkeley. Anime Destiny.
Fourth and fifth floor of MLK. October 16th.
Because of Bart, San Fran is easy enough to get into, and I have a couple of friends at Calic, so I can visit them while card/comic shopping. Step one of your survival guide to living in the Bay Area. Don't call it San Fran. It's either SF, the city, or San Francisco.
I recommend the city. Everyone will understand you, and it's really weird.
Since I've asked for your help, I also feel I should contribute a topic for you to discuss. Out of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, whose existence do you think has had a more influence on popular culture?
Wait, positive or negative?
Basically, I'm asking if you were given the choice to erase the existence of either George Lucas or Steven Spielberg, who would you erase? And what are your reasons behind the choice?
That's a loaded question.
That's a really loaded question.
Really? You know, I would easily get rid of George Lucas.
But early George Lucas is so important.
That's a robot.
And
wait, I thought that was later.
No, the new theory is the first one's a robot and became a real boy, and then
started to suck.
Did not understand how to continue
in the second
onwards.
Movie, he gave it to a better director.
But you need the first movie in order for the existence of the second movie.
I hate this question.
I hate this question, too. I don't think I would erase either of them. You have to take the good with the bad, kids.
But you have to choose one. You have to choose one.
You have to choose one? If I had to choose one, George Lucas.
I'm going to say that in the absence of George Lucas, Akira Kurosawa will make the first Star Wars movie.
He's dead by that time, I think. No, he died in the 80s, didn't he?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I thought he died later.
Well, Steven Spielberg still gave us... Oh, but without George Lucas, how are you going to get Indiana Jones?
Exactly.
But you still get Jaws, you still get Jurassic Park.
You still get E.T.
And you still get E.T., yeah, and Schindler's List. And you still get Saving Private Ryan, even.
And according to Wikipedia, Akira Kurosawa survived into
movies.
The 90s.
Yeah, so he could have done it.
He totally could have made Star Wars, right?
He'd make the first Star Wars, and then he'd have this breakdown, and then it would get picked up by the actual directors for the rest of it.
All right, anyway, let's see here. Yeah, but I still say I wouldn't erase any of them. You got to take the good with the bad.
Can we erase other people?
Like Paul W.S. Anderson?
I was thinking more like Hitler.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Then you wouldn't have Schindler's List.
Yeah, if we didn't have
we,
if
we need have... we need Hitler for Schindler's List.
Oh my god!
Wow, that perhaps is one of the most tasteless things that has ever been said on this podcast. Thank you, Sung, for having said that and not it being me.
This one's getting a. We can't. Man.
All right. Let's move on to the next.
Now, this is really bordering PG-13 here.
Yeah. All right.
That was probably one of the best things I've ever heard on the show.
All right, so next thing up, my real one asks, "Hello, Swords, longtime lurker, first time email sender." So I've been watching you guys for about a year now, which is weird.
Listening.
Yeah.
Listening.
He says watching, which is like, is he hiding behind that tree in your yard, Kevin? Let's go check. Anyway,
I just turned
15 and your StarCraft episode convinced me to go try the game.
Usually those emails end up going a different way, right, Dom?
Yeah. I must say that I owe Dom and Kevin my firstborn child because of that. Other than that, you've been affecting a teenage mind, and in 3 or so years, UC Berkeley will tremble with fear, or so I hope. Here are some of my suggestions. Sahelu, a segue into Avatar and James Cameron. I know you talk about him most shows, but there can never be enough James Cameron. Why, I think he's coming this way right now.
Why, thank you for your suggestion, my real one. While your suggestion was quite wonderful, I believe that my presence is enough on this podcast that I do not need to give any more of myself. And now I will go and direct Gunma, which you may know as Alita.
Hey, Paul! Wait. What?
Why are you talking to yourself?
Hey, James, tell me, what does Sahelu mean?
I made it up.
I know, but in your made-up world, what does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Does it mean wiki.com and Sahelu? You don't even know how to spell it, do you?
You don't know how to spell it. It was written in front of me on the email. That is why.
Oh, really? Spell it right now.
Sahelu.
Oh, damn it.
It was written in the email. Come on. Even you are better than that.
I don't know if I am.
So that's our discussion on Sahelu.
Hey, what does Sahelu mean?
I don't know.
Damn, we just had the directress here. We could have just asked.
If only you could wiki it.
I did look it up on Google. It's not there. It's just avatar-forums.com. It just says the guy named Sahelu.
I'm just going to assume that it's the equivalent word of like Tirumba Erkudu.
Which is just a made-up word. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. All
right, next up, Sporks. SpongeBob. Huh.
SpongeBob.
Here's a good one. The Social Network. That upcoming movie. Oh. The one that really rips into Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, neither can I.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
Oh, more Star Wars, another Star Wars topics. Call it Stormtroopers.
I get depressed talking about Star Wars at this point. Well, granted, I do have my Anakin Skywalker finger port.
Also, Stormtroopers can lead us back into
Skywalk it!
We could also go back into talking about Schindler's List with Stormtroopers.
I'd rather not, though, because Schindler's List is depressing.
I don't think any of us are qualified to speak about that subject.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all for now. Great work. Keep it up. Taint Needle.
Oh,
damn
it.
That's my real one. All right, so the Indie Geek, a.k.a. Greg, asks, "Greetings, podcasters most excellent. First of all, want to say keep up the good work. Season 2 is great so far, and while I'll miss some of the older regulars, it's nice to hear some new voices. And we finally learned the answer to the age-old question. Who's hung?
Are you hung?
I'm not hung.
Do you know Hung?
I think Hung's having a party right now.
Oh. Someone who is hung is having a housewarming party, and I will be there to see who's hung.
All right.
Have you confirmed that?
So here are the actual suggestions for topics. Songs. The big music episode that people keep asking about, which would have to be split into like 5 episodes.
Wait, why don't you do that one? Because it's really easy to incorporate extra audio tracks.
Yes, into a 2-hour podcast.
I was thinking more like 4 hours.
Yes, obviously. I think I would commit suicide. Which is another S word. No. How about no? All right. It's like maybe a ton of people just rotating and talking about your favorite music for an hour or two.
Or 7.
Or 7. Because this is the thing, is that music is a really big subject. I mean, I've had music from the past 4 decades stuck in my head over the past week. I've been singing Desperado to people.
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of music recently, mostly because I did a marathon of the Glee first season. And then I watched the season premiere, and then I found out about Charisse. And so I was like, okay, that's interesting. So I've been listening to a lot of her stuff recently, too.
All right. So anyway, one last quick question from Greg. Since most of you are gamers, what's your favorite console? Do you collect any old consoles? And because I, myself, am an avid SNES collector. Just curious.
Favorite console, Dreamcast.
How many do you have?
Baller?
Probably the GameCube. I'm a Nintendo kid.
Wrong with that.
I'm also young.
I don't know about collecting... what's it called, consoles, because that seems kind of pointless. I mean, you will only get one of each, right?
Yep.
Not DSs.
Yes, there are like 18 models of DS. That's true.
I'm not really much of a collector.
But what's your favorite console?
Of all time?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know, SNES, probably.
Okay.
PS2.
You do realize I have a set of Dreamcast twin sticks that I'm trying to wire into anything else.
Yeah, you're trying to fit those sticks into anything.
I'd rather not get the Choco Baby plan for that. Which just seems...
Don't try and stick your sticks into a Choco Baby, man. That's just wrong.
Okay.
Although the PS3 is nice for an all-around entertainment system.
So, my favorite console of all time is the Dreamcast, and do I collect old ones? If you actually go to my guest room right now, hooked up to the TV in the guest room are... an NES, an SNES, a Sega Saturn, a Sega Genesis,
Dang.
A Dreamcast, and a PS2. But not a PlayStation 1, because that's superfluous.
No Saturn?
The Saturn was on there.
Okay.
Although the Saturn is only going to be playing like Radiant Silver Gun, pretty much, because that's the only... and Guardian Heroes. Those are the two games that I kept around. Unless you really want to play Shining the Holy Ark or the Shining Force series. Alright, I see that I need to leave space for Mike in my guest room. But anyway, alright, thank you to Greg. How about this next one from Joe? I heard no mention of Sandlot as a sports movie. That's even an S word. I'm disappointed in you guys, although maybe it was a bit after your time. I think that I'm about 5 or 7 years younger than most of you. Rookie of the Year and Little Big League were also excellent. Sorry, hold on.
Little Big League?
Really?
The Rookie of the Year and Little Big League? Really? Really, Joe?
Was that the one where the guy breaks his arm and...
Rookie of the Year is the kid breaks his arm and finds out he can throw really well. Little Big League is... kid.
He becomes a manager,
inherits
right?
Inherits a baseball club and he becomes the manager.
Yes, and did we talk about
these Air came out like the same time, if I remember right.
Yes.
Or Air Buddies. Or apparently they became Space Buddies.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with sports.
Alright, so along with The Sandlot, I will admit, is a pretty good baseball movie. It's about growing up, you know, that's a much more solid sports
movie. I sort of remember Sandlot.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year, Little Big League, no. Angels in the Outfield, which is also in this mail? Not really. Now, The Mighty Ducks 1 and 2. I liked the first Mighty Ducks. I don't remember the second one, though. Did they go up against the Russian team?
I don't remember any of that, except they go, ducks, 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 and some kid
clack.
I don't even remember that. And some kid can't stop, and he stops in front of some aluminum cans.
I know I replied in the comments for that podcast about how no one mentioned any of the NASCAR movies like Talladega Nights or...
Days of Thunder.
Days
which
of Thunder.
Is the only other NASCAR movie I can think of.
Wait. Driven?
Dale Earnhardt did appear in Basketball.
That's also a sports movie, though.
Yeah.
Over the Top is the ultimate sports movie. About arm wrestling.
Is that the one where they wrestle and then the guy's like arm snaps and the bone comes out?
I'm thinking of something. You're thinking of Bucky now, aren't you?
No, I think you're talking about The Fly 2.
Oh, that's right. The Fly. No, just The Fly. The first one.
Was it just
right?
The Fly?
No. It's not a sports movie then. I know that.
The Fly. Okay, alright. Anyway.
No, it's not The Fly. The Fly 2?
I believe it was in The Fly 2.
Was that
was
the one with Jeff Goldblum?
No, that's the first one.
Well, the remake of the first one.
Oh,
yeah. The first remake. Yeah.
So, anyway, the last part is, and no love for The Replacements with Keanu Reeves?
Yes, no love for The Replacements.
That is, in fact, correct. There is no love.
None.
I like that movie.
Shut up, Mike. No one cares.
Even I didn't like that movie.
I despised that movie. Whoever that director was is now dead by my hand.
It was directed by your son.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Last mail. Matt Higgins from Beijing, China says, okay, so I've worked around the Great Firewall, even if it may not be entirely legal.
Congratulations.
Many thanks for the entertaining sports podcast.
DaveProxyJet.org. Something like that.
If I might just offer a few points. Having grown up in a pro sports vacuum, a.k.a. Nebraska, one of the few teams I really follow is the Chicago Cubs. Hold on, let's hold... we're really sorry. I have to pause here and say I'm really sorry.
You have our condolences.
This is partly because my mother, while she was pregnant with me, would turn on WGN and use the Cubs games to help her take her afternoon nap. For reasons known only to God and Abner Doubleday, I've stuck with them ever since. My other team is the U.S. National Soccer Team. I got hooked by the 94 World Cup, and soccer has been my number one sport since then, driving to both coasts for international and MLS games. Well, technically, doesn't China only have one coast?
I think he's talking about the United States.
Oh, back when he was in Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Also known as the Middle.
Right. So, I have to say that the only thing I really know about the Cubs, even though I've gotten... I went to a Cubs game earlier this year, is, hey! If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? It's a simple question, Kevin. Just say yes and we'll move on.
If the moon were made of ribs, I don't remember the next part. I'm sorry, Harry.
Especially since you're talking in Paul W.S. Anderson and not Harry Carey. Will Kemp Farrell is
Harry Carey. I am Paul W.S. Anderson.
All right. If the moon were made of ribs, would you eat it? Would you eat it?
Wait a minute. No. That's not how your question goes. You don't know how your question goes. I don't know either.
Yeah.
But it's wrong.
Sure. We can always go on Hulu. They have a couple of those up on there. Hi. Hi. That's all I know about the Chicago Cubs. Moving on. Movies. No love for Caddyshack? Actually, there's a lot of love for Caddyshack.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Sorry. And The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
I don't know what that is. Can't help
it. Is it about golf as well?
Although, yeah, we must note that our readers did find the Tony Danza as a garbage man and place kicker movie, and it's called The Garbage Picking, Field Goal Kicking Philadelphia Phenomenon.
Which is apparently based on a real person.
But not as real as the guy who that, what is it, Invincible was based on?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. All right, so another suggestion, sports anime. Probably not enough.
Ippo counts.
I was having this conversation earlier that Glee is a sports anime.
That's true. All right. And so maybe this is more of a favorite athlete than the best ever, but I always enjoyed watching Tommy Frazier, the Nebraska quarterback in the 90s. I remember watching him. Great runner, better passer than people give him credit, and he's more athletic and explosive than Tim Tebow. As for current athletes, my favorite is Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
I can get behind that, Pac-Man. Especially since Floyd Mayweather is crazy. Did you see the Floyd Mayweather rant about how he would force Manny Pacquiao to make sushi for him?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That one was crazy. And then about a week later, he was arrested in Las Vegas.
Making sushi?
No. Stealing an iPod, I think.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Ow.
It was a domestic disturbance, and he apparently took his girlfriend's iPod away. And because an iPod has a certain amount of value, he was arrested for felony larceny because, you know, Las Vegas has to be much harder on crime than other states, other cities, because, well, there's a lot of it attracted to there.
This is Mayweather we're talking about?
This is Mayweather, yeah.
Oh, Mayweather.
Crazy. Anyway, as always, keep up the great work. Your podcast is a ray of sunshine in an otherwise smog-choked existence. Well, thanks, Matt. I'm glad that we can pierce communism just like Rocky in Rocky IV. Hey, if we can change...
Speaking of which, that good Chuck episode was really good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one? Yeah, with the...
Dolph Lundgren.
With Dolph Lundgren and both of his lines.
Yes. Oh.
You die.
There's a great little article I read on crack.com. And it was like... Part of it was... it was basically like a story about... These burglars who broke into a house, and then they found a woman at home, and so they tied her up, and they're about to steal stuff, and then they notice the pictures around the place, and then realize that the person they tied up was Dolph Lundgren's wife. And so they ran.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yeah.
It's like, oh crap, it's Ivan Drago's house. Do you think the same thing would have happened if it was Mr. T's house? That's probably no.
Yeah, no.
He'd be like, oh look, it's Clubber Lang's house. That doesn't really have the same zing to it. What if it was Carl, what, not,
Carl Weathers'
house?
No.
No? It's still not the same effect?
No. He feels softer now.
He was awesome in Arrested Development.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, that's probably why he's so soft to a lot of us.
I miss Arrested Development.
Oh, speaking of which, yeah, have you seen Running Wild?
No, I haven't. What is that?
It's pretty funny. It's by the same people who made Arrested Development. And oh, okay. It has, what's his name?
Will Arnett.
It has David Cross as well.
I've heard mixed things about that one, actually, Running Wild.
It was funny. I mean, I don't really particularly like the characters, but it was amusing. And it definitely has the Arrested Development feel.
Kevin, I haven't checked our archives in the last 5 minutes. Did we do Steve Buscemi as a topic yet? Because we can totally
do...
You want to talk
about Boardwalk Empire?
Yes, I so want to talk about Boardwalk Empire. Because it is so good! But it's only one episode, so we can wait a little bit before we talk about Steve Buscemi. You okay with that? Yeah. Come on. Fist it. Come on! Don't leave me hanging! Fallen, come on.
No! Don't do it! Don't do it!
Join me!
Do it. As soon as you do it, you become one of him.
Jared!
Don't do it.
What's the topic? Just
the topic is don't fist bump. No, don't touch him!
Have you turned into Judy?
You guys just fist bumped like a couple hours ago.
No!
Victory! All right, thanks everybody.
Now the show is over.
podcast.com. You can send us more email and for the mailbag at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can send us feedback directly on Twitter via twitter.com/s_words. And thank you very much. Today's mailbag is sponsored by Anime Destiny, which is at animedestiny.silential, that's SILENTIAL.com, October 16th on the 4th and 5th floors of MLK. I hear there's going to be 4 hours of Dom talking.
I did not record this afterwards.
Totally didn't.